دا ٹاپک از اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. لیٹ اس پلیز اور ماسٹر ویری مچ. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوستوں سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم, ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم, خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم, کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم, ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم, صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم, ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں, درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستوں, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم, ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر, دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم, دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم, पास रहते हैं गो एक मुद्दत से हम, सख्तियां शेख की है फना के लिए, सख्तियां शेख की है फना के लिए, मत समझ इसको हरगिज सितम, मत समझ इसको हरगिज सितम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द गम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द गम, हो के इंसान ही जानवर से वो कम, हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम। अख्तरे बेनवा की सदाएं सुनो, अख्तरे बेनवा की सदाएं सुनो, अख्तरे बेनवा की सदाएं सुनो, अपने मालिक को राजी करें खूब हम, अपने मालिक को राजी करें खूब हम, अपने मालिक को राजी करें खूब हम। हजरत सिंह, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द गम, इन हुज हार्ट इफ देयर इज नो लव ऑफ अल्लाह, हिज हार्ट इज एम्प्टी फ्रॉम द लव ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला। He said, हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम। Outwardly that person is human being, is इंसान, but he said जानवर से वो कम, is lower than animal, is worse than animal. Actually Hazrat is explained the ayat of Quran, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. اللہ تعالیٰ says in the Quran Kareem, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, that indeed we have created many insan and jinnat only for Jahannam. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ, they have hearts, لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, but they cannot understand. Why? Because the hearts are deaf. Because this heart, the object of this heart, we must put Allah in our heart. That Allah must come in our heart. How Allah will come in the heart? Through remembrance of Allah. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you remember me, I will remember you. Allah said, you remember me, I will remember you. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, the greatest thing is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّهِ يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا, they have heart, but they cannot understand. Respected brothers, for example, you have a gun, and that gun you're using to hit someone. The object of gun is to shoot, but you're using for to hitting with that gun. So this is, nobody says this is a gun. It's not called a gun, right? So this heart, object of this heart is what? To remember Allah, and Allah must come in our heart. Comes in Hadith Sharif, Inna fil jasadi lamudgha, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. Mufti Sayyid Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, he made very nice tarjuma. He said, jisam mein ek boti hai. Jisam mein ek boti hai. The piece of flesh, idha saluhat, saluhal jasadu kullu. Wa idha fasadat, fasadal jasadu kullu. If that heart will come right, that whole body will come right. And if that heart will not come right, then whole body will be corrupted. Qari Tayyib sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he wrote in one book, he said, today the people are making gun for what? Because so insan can kill another insan. He said, aadmi janwar se bhi battar ho gaya. Lion is not killing lion. The dog is not killing dog. lion will look for goat or someone lower than him. But today, insan is killing insan. कहा कि आदमी जानवर से भी बदतर हो गया. Then हजरत said, दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां. This is a shafqat and raham from Hazrat. He's telling his muridin, oh my friends, सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां. Listen to my advice. एक दिन फिर नहीं होंगे दुनिया में हम. Oh my friends, listen to my advice. One day, I will not be alive to advise you. And today, Hazrat is not alive. So, respected brothers, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, our Shaykh is alive. We need to appreciate this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must take full benefit from the mashayikh. Then Hazrat said, Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar darde dil. If there is no love of Allah in the heart, Khaketan means the body of clay, mitti ka badan. Agar nahi hai dard-e-dil, if there is no Allah's love in the heart, koi qeemat nahi, then such a heart, it has no value. Why? Because Allah is not there in the heart. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi used to say, the dil ye jism ka badshah hai, aur Allah tamam badshahon ka badshah hai, aur badshah ki badshah se mulaqat hoti hai. The heart is the king of all body, and Allah is the king of all kings, and the rule is the one king is meeting other king. So respected brothers, this king must meet other king, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So koi qeemat nahi, such a heart is no value when there is no Allah's love in the heart. Khaak hain sirf hum, we are only sand, we are dead body. We are dead body is nothing. Respected brothers, this kafiyat must come in our heart also. The kafiyat of fana, apni ana ko tar fana, apni ana ko tar fana, ana la ghairi. This mustn't come in our heart, that I am the only, no one besides me, no. Main kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi, tu sab kuch, tera sab kuch. I am nothing. And nothing is belong to me. Tu sab kuch. Oh Allah, you are everything. And everything is belongs to you. Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, his kafiyat was such, when he used to go to Madina Munawwara, he used to sit on Roza-e Mubarak for 3, 4, 5 hours. And he used to sit like this. And he used to read Durood Sharif and Salatu Salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to read As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. Then he used to read whole Surah Muzzammil. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir. Then he used to read whole Surah Muddassir. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Ayyuhal Nabi. Then he used to read whole Surah Tahreem. This kafiyat must come in our heart, respected brothers. That link was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That contact was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. There is no value of me in both the world. Haan, agar aap ki ho nigaah-e karam. But only, O Allah, if your gaze of mercy is on me. Because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are taking the name of Allah ta'ala. Whatever zikr we are making, little bit, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here in Jalsa with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Quran we are reading with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not our command, respected brothers. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah ta'ala, Allah will raise this person. Man kana lillahi kana Allahu lahu. Whoever becomes Allah's, Allah will become that person. Meri koi qeemat nahi, isliye mera kuch nahi. Then he said, Sohbate ahle dil se mila dard dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. The love of Allah, which is in my heart, I receive this from the company of the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sohbate salih tura salih kunad. Sohbate talih tura talih kunad. The company of pious people will make you pious. And company of evil people will make you evil. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Apne dil ko Allah se lagao. Apne dil ko Allah se chipkao. Then he said, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his last part of his life, he was blind. He was gone blind. So two people used to make his khidmat. Two great shakhsiyat. One is Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was in his khidmat. The father of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And second one, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to make his khidmat. And Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to say that Mera ye tabligh ka kaam Mere Sheikh ki 10 saal ki khidmat ka faiz hai. That this is my work of tabligh. It's not from my own sacrifice. This is a barakat and khidmat of my Sheikh Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So respected brothers, more we have link with our pious people, in every work of us, we'll see there is ruhaniyat. Even in our shops, there will be a ruhaniyat. When our contact and our link is with pious people. Then he said, Dard dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho phir sikhayenge hum. If you want to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my friends, stay with me, then we will teach you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi himself, he spent his 3 years, from the age of 15 to the age of 18, he was in the khidmat of Maulana Ahmad Pratap Gadi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. And when he was 16 years old, then he went to in the khidmat of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Then whole entire life after that, he spent in the khidmat of Hazrat Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi. Then he said, Sare ardo sama aur shamsu kamar dekh kar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. By seeing the earth and sky, and the moon and sun, we have acquired the marifat of Allah, our Creator. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Allah khaliqu kulli shay, the Creator of everything is only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma tara fi khalqir rahmani min tafawud, you will not see any inconsistency in Allah's creation. Not one crack in the sky. The ground is so beautiful and so nice and not so soft and not so hard. Is metal level. So we can dig the ground and we can bury people and we can put dirt in the ground. And same ground and same sand, respected brothers, the banana is coming out, the watermelon is coming out, the hot chili is coming out. The sugar cane is coming out. You dig the ground, there is no sugar inside. So who is putting sweetness in the earth and who is sending rain down? You go with the bucket, there is no rain in the cloud. This is only Allah's karam, Allah's mercy and Allah's hukam. Sakhtiyan shaykh ki hai fana ke liye, mat samaj, isko hargis sitam. The mujahada and strictness which comes from the Shaykh is to make our tarbiyat. Don't think, oh my friend, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, don't think this is not an operation from the Shaykh. This is, in one kitab, one alim wrote beautifully, he says, Shaykh ki sakhti, ye daimi kamyabi ke liye hai. The strictness of Shaykh, this is to give us success forever and ever. Whatever mujahada and sacrifice we have to give, this is for our own success, respected brothers. So Shaykh wants to take us from the darkness towards the light. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that 5 things are darkness. And for that 5 darkness, there are 5 lights. First thing he said, دنیا کی محبت اندھیرا ہے اور اس کا چراغ تقویٰ ہے. The love of this world is darkness and light for it تقویٰ. Then second thing, گناہ اندھیرا ہے اور توبہ اس کی روشنی ہے. The sin and گناہ, it's completely darkness. Like Hazrat says, the real load shedding is our own gunah. The real load shedding is our own gunah. What will happen to me when I'll die with my gunah and I'll go in the qabr, respected brother? There are so many fitnas today, cell phone and video and photography and many, many other dirty things, respected brother. Sometimes person is sleeping with the phone and watching dirty video and sleeping in that condition. What will happen if that same person will open his eyes in the qabr in same night? What answer we going to give? So respected brother, the strictness from Shaykh, when Shaykh is shouting, when he is giving you, you feel very hard. You must remember the azab of qabr is more harder than this. When you feel that my Shaykh is very hard, then you must remember the snakes in the qabr is much harder than this. When you feel the Shaykh is very hard on me, then you must think about the fire of Jahannam, that which is forever and ever. Then Hazrat says in the end, Akhtare be nawaki, sadaye suno, O respected brothers and O respected friends, listen to me what I am going to see. The object of this life, apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. Listen to my advice that we should try to please our Allah the most. If Allah is happy, your work is done. Waridwanum min Allahi akbar. The greatest thing is what? To make Allah happy. If Allah is happy, respected brothers, to make Allah happy, what we have to do? We have to give sacrifice and we have to go to His house. Comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al Masjidu Baitu Kulli Taqeen. The masjid is a house of every pious person. Watakafalallahu liman kana al masjidu baitahu birrawhi wal rahmati. وَالْجَوَازِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ إِلَى رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the masjid is a house of every pious person. And one who makes Allah's house his house, Allah will grant that person five things. First thing, Allah will give peace in this world and hereafter. And Allah will shower His mercy on that person. And Allah will make easy for that person Pul-Sirat, which is on fire of Jahannam. And Allah will be happy with that person on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will give Jannah to that person. So respected brothers, all these things must come in our heart. Today, where we have our masajid are empty. And especially respected brothers, we need to be punctual for our five times Salah. And our youngsters are not in the masjid. We need to bring them in the masjid. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved to Allah is Allah's house. And whatever is beloved to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to make those things beloved to us also. Because comes in another hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, أَلَا يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَطَايَا وَيَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. This is a long hadith. But if you do three things, Allah will forgive your sins, Allah will raise your darajat in Jannah, and Allah will give you a reward of ribat. What is ribat? The person who's guarding entire night his army to protect him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Isbaghul wudu'i 'ala al-makari." Make complete wuzu in difficult times. Sometimes it's very cold, hard to make wuzu for Fajr namaz, Isha namaz, and sometimes we are tired. But in that condition also, person is making complete wuzu, using miswak, reading all his dua, and is keeping all the etiquette of wuzu in front of him, and is making complete wuzu. Isbaghul wudu'i 'ala al-makari. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. And is walking towards masjid and taking many steps towards masjid. This person also will get sawab of ribat, and Allah will forgive all his sins, and Allah will raise his darajat in Jannah. And third thing, Nabi alayhi salam said, وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. To waiting after one salah for next salah. Also, this person will get the sawab of ribat. So respected brothers,
We have come here and we are in the company of pious people. So we must make firm intention and strong intention. From today, I need to change my life. And whatever guna I am committing and whatever guna I have in my life, I need to wipe out completely and totally, beautifully. One alim said, Mu'min guna karta nahi hai, usse guna ho jata hai. The believer, he don't commit sin by intention. It just happened. So respected brothers, we need to stay away from guna and firm intention. Oh Allah, whatever khair and goodness in the heart of our sheikh and our pious people, oh Allah, please give us. And oh Allah, save our sheikh from our evil things. Save our sheikh from our evil things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this jalsa of ours. And inshallah, in next jalsa, and we must try to come in weekly majlis, in monthly majlis also, respected brothers, and take full benefit from this majalis. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.